Mishnah Yamis for Monday, the 24th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Moed Katan, Perek, Shlishi, Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu kosvin b'moed, the following things are allowed to be written on Chol HaMoed, because of Dover Ha'avad, because there could be a loss involved if you don't write it. Kiddushin Noshim, a shtar kiddushin. This is when your person marries a woman, one can marry in three ways, and one of them is writing a shtar, writing a document. Instead of giving money or giving a ring, one writes a document in which he declares that he's Mekadosh a woman and gives the document to that wife, to the woman, and she becomes his wife. Now, included in this is also shtarim, the documents of shiduchim, of making betrothals between each other, tanoim. Why is one allowed to write these things in Chol Moed? Because there is always a worry that someone else could take this bride. Someone else could marry her. If you don't give the kiddushin, who knows? Maybe she'll change her mind and go to someone else. That's a davar avad. Gittin, writing a get, a divorce, a bill of divorce. The person might go, might be traveling somewhere, and if he doesn't write the get, if we don't write the get for him to give to the wife, she couldn't remain in aguna. Vishavarin, one's allowed to write receipts. Receipts for payment of a debt. So we're talking about a case where the borrower doesn't want to pay his debt until he gets a receipt. So when is allowed to write a receipt? Because who knows if he'll, after Yom Tov, maybe he won't have the money to pay. Now he's prepared to pay. Diatiki. Diatiki is a Greek word. It means the will of a person who is very dangerously ill, who's a shchimra, we call him. It stands for, diatiki stands for da, tehela, kaim. This shall be valid. This should be the valid. The words of a person who is on his deathbed or very sick are considered as if they're signed and sealed. So diatiki, that can be written. Matona, a shtar, a document that is a gift. That document's a gift that a person wants to give. If you don't write it, the person who's giving the gift might change his mind. Upruzbulin. Prusbulin is a document whereby the lender has given authority to the beis din. He's given all his debts, the people that owe him money, he's now transferring to the beis din. He said, you, the beis din, are now taking care of my loans, of these loans. And why would he write such a thing? This was a way, a method in which, with which a person could find that his debts, that people owe money, would not become totally nullified with the year of Shemitah. So why was one allowed to write this? Because maybe he won't get a beis din to help him to write such a document after the Yom Tov, and Shemitah will come and release him of his debts. Others say that if you don't write it now, it's possible the Shemitah year will pass by and he'll lose the whole debt. Igros Shum, another type of document one can write, is Igros Shum. Igros Shum are letters of valuation. These are where beis din writes for the lender that they have valued the property of the ex and Mr. Reuven or Shimon, who owes the lender money. And the Reuven or Shimon had property, and beis din will write to the Malva a document in which they hereby say that we are giving the lender this piece of land, which is the value of the debt, in payment of the debt. Eva Igros Mozin. Igros Mozin means letters of sustenance. That's a shtar. This is a document where beis din would write about selling properties for providing for the maintenance of a woman and her daughters, and the daughters. That's one explanation. Others say person who took upon himself to maintain the stepdaughter from a first husband, his wife from early husband, one can write a shtar, a document as a proof. These things one is allowed once again because maybe afterwards he might not find that he'll have the properties to give it away, or he might not have the mizumonim, they might not have the cash to supply the maintenance later. Shtorei chalitza, documents which document other chalitzas taken place, where beis din will say that right for the yavama, for a woman whose husband had died without children, that the would-be yavam, that the brother-in-law has given her chalitza in front of them. They can write that again. This is important because maybe they won't get this document after Yom Tov, and then she can't marry him. She hasn't got proof that she made a chalitza. Umayunim, Mion. Mion means a document of refusal. That means an orphan girl who has been married off by her mother or brother. That marriage is a midrabbanan marriage, and as long as she's a minor, she can get out of it simply by saying, I don't want him. She doesn't even need a get. Beis Din would then write a document to document her refusal. This woman has refused, etc., etc. One is allowed to write such a document because maybe after Yom Tov she'll become an adult. She won't be able to do Miyun because she can only do it while she's a minor. Ushtori Birurin, and also documenting the choice of judges. What does that mean? People that have a court case, each one has the right to choose at one judge. Each one chooses a judge, and then once they've each chosen their judge, the two judges themselves will choose a third one. And they used to write a document to document all this, so they can't renege on the judges. And they, by doing so, by having this document, it's very strict. It means that the two people who have come to court, have a court case between each other, they now agree to accept the psak din, the ruling of these jayonim. One is allowed to write such a thing as well. Ugzeres Beis Din was allowed to write the decree of what Beis Din has said, because if you don't write it now, maybe they'll forget what was the decisions, and they might not paskin similarly again when they open up the case. Ve'igros shel Roshos. Rashi learns that this means writing government orders. Tzivu Hashilta. Others say that Igros Roshos means writing letters of appointment that Beis Din HaGadol would write for judges when they appoint them. Others say, don't read it as Roshos, but a Roshos with a Shva under the Resh. And what they're talking about is you're allowed to write letters which are just Roshos, which are just social letters between man and a person and his friend. And the reason that you're allowed to write in the Chol HaMoed is because they're not professional letters. Not being professional letters, they're called Ma'aseh Hedyot, ordinary things. And according to but they have to be for the sake of Yom Tov. Have to be for the sake of Yom Tov. In all the reasons that we mentioned, we said because it's a loss. Otherwise, a person will suffer a loss. That's why we have special exemptions to write it. And most Mefoshim Mishnah learn that way. However, the Rambam does learn differently. He says all these fall into a category of Tzorkei Rabim, the public need. And something of a public need is allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, even if it's not directly for Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Dalet. We're going to talk about what things one is not allowed to write on Yom Tov. Ein kosvin shtar chayv ha-moed. One cannot write a loan document on Chol HaMoed, because you can write it after Chol HaMoed. What happens if the lender doesn't trust the borrower without a shtar? He wants a shtar, he wants a loan document. And the borrower is standing here, he needs the money. Or maybe the scribe who writes these loan documents, maybe he's the one who needs the money. He's got no money in his household. He's relying on another shtar to be done before Yom Tov to pay for groceries, whatever. That's another exemption, a reason that a person can write a shtar choif. Ein koisvin sforim tefillin umazuzos moed. One is not allowed to write Sefer Torahs or Tefillin or Mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed. Ben Magihin Oisachas, one cannot even check one letter or review one letter. Afilu b'Sefer HaZorah, even in the book, in the Sefer Torah that was in the Azorah and the Mikdash, even though that's for the public need, because the Kohen Gadol is going to read from it on Yom Kippur, it doesn't matter. You cannot review the text on Chol HaMoed, because it's not really directly for the Moed. Others say, don't read it as the book of Sefer HaAzorah, the Sefer Torah that was in the Azorah in the temple courtyard, but rather Sefer Ezra, the book of Ezra, i.e. we're talking about a Sefer Torah from the time of Ezra, which they used to check all the other Sefer Torahs from it. It was like the master copy. So that even that Sefer Ezra one cannot fix on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Huda Omer, Koisev Odom Tefillin Mezuzos La'atzmai. A person is allowed to write tefillin and mezuzos for himself, but not to sell them, not to make to hire them out. V'toiva al yirechai tchelos letzitziso, and he's allowed to weave on his thigh, to put on his thigh tchelos, that's the blue wool for his tzitzis at the corner of his garment. i.e. do it with a shin or with a different way of doing it. You put the thread on his, he puts the cord or the threads on his thigh, and he's rubbing it with his hands, and it starts to get, moves it along with it with his hand, and it becomes woven of its own accord. But what he cannot do is he cannot do it, weave it in the normal way between his fingers, the threads, or on a spindle like it is during the week. However, the halacha is not like a rabbi. The halacha is one can be tova tchelas for his baggage. One is allowed to spin the blue wool that you need for your tzitzis, even in the normal way that you do during the week.